Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Y'all got your drink, fellas.
Got my drink.
It was like, ooh, Al, lips look so good.
I got good everything, Chuck.
What else you got good, Al?
Take a look at that picture I sent you.
Ooh. I just figured I'd get the girls a little preview of the spring summer collection, aka okay. My body.
It is TGIF. This is what y'all came for, right? Y'all came for this.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Claudia Jordan, and it's Wednesday, and we're back with another episode of TGIF with two of the most intelligent and entertaining men in the industry. Now we're here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So let's get right to it. Please welcome brand strategist Al Reynolds. Hey Al.
What's up, Claudia? How you doing?
Oh, he gave me the deep voice.
Well, you know.
Oh, okay. We'll get into
We'll
get into that. And please welcome multimedia personality and talk show host Funky Dineva. Hey Q.
Hey Claudia. Why didn't you tell me that you were having Barry White as a guest co-host tonight?
Y'all really tried it.
I didn't know. You know, one time KJ was like trying to make his voice deeper and he was doing these exercises, and that just kind of tickled me that you just did the L. Is that a conscious thing you're doing?
Honestly, I don't even know. It just could be from all the talking and you know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
It works for you.
Claudia, I love me some KJ, but that is the lamest shit I have ever heard in my life. Somebody doing exercises to make their voice deeper. It just gives me prepubescent little boy.
Oh, no, no.
They could have been role playing, Funky.
No, yeah, he's definitely not lame. He's just kind of like, you know, he was playing around and I thought it was funny. I think he was doing it to Bob to like irritate me because I kept making fun of it, but it was funny. All right, y'all. Before we get into everything, we definitely want to send our thoughts and prayers out to the Leakes family. It's been confirmed by the family's publicist that Greg Leakes has passed away peacefully in his home, and he was surrounded by all his children, his very close loved ones, and his wife, Nene Leakes. Tons of celebrities have shared their love for Greg and Nene during this time on social media. Marlo Hampton posted, "My heart is truly broken for Nene Leakes. My sincere condolences to you, Brent, and your entire family. Thank you, Greg, for letting me be the third wheel many nights. I'll always remember our jokes about, smell me, Marlo, insider. You were the man with the sense, and this one is hard. F cancer, rest in peace, Greg. Such a good man, always so sweet and kind to me. You held your family down like no other." Also, Nicki Minaj posted, "Brokenhearted to hear of this tragic loss at Nene Leakes. Though I know nothing can stop the pain you must be feeling right now, I'm sending you love and strength. May God cover your family and now and forever, and equip you with what your heart needs to move on. Greg seemed like such a loving, funny, dynamic person to be around. I can tell he'll greatly be missed. We like for our soulmates to pray for peace and strength for their family during these difficult times. Greg Leakes will certainly be missed." And if you two want to say anything.
No.
Al, I know you're really close.
You know, this family right here has been so good to me. I'm going to try to hold this together. Of course, I was in Greg and Nene's wedding when they had their second marriage. And this is just a deep, 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 deep loss. Greg couldn't have been a kinder guy to me. Greg was a confidant. Greg was a father figure. Greg was an inspirational speaker to me on my lowest days. If you see my post on Instagram, I said, this family took me in at one of the lowest points of my career, and propped me up when I couldn't prop myself up. So my heart goes out to you. I love you, Nene Leakes family. I love you, Nene, and all of his kids. My heart is with you. If you need anything, you know you can always, at any time, call me. I hope to see all of you soon.
You know, all I can say is I've met Greg twice. I didn't know him, but I, you know, had the pleasure of shaking his hand and greeting him twice. You guys know I lost my mom, dad, and grandma to cancer. So this is a pain I know all too well. And just Nene and the Leakes family, I am praying for your comfort during this time.
We appreciate that. Definitely. Nene and I, people thought that that reality thing was something that ran deep, and it really didn't. It, at the end of the day, we were cool. And no matter what, I will always feel sorry for a woman in pain, a family in pain. And I feel awful for her. I felt awful when I heard about Greg being sick. If anyone can tell you, Greg Leakes, no matter what was going on, still kept it very classy and very kind to people when he didn't have to. When he didn't have to. And he's shown that grace to me as well. And I've seen him show that to a lot of people. And that's why so many people are extra heartbroken today, because they just remember just a kind, classy man that loved his wife. Nene yes. Leakes, we are in for your sons. We are absolutely praying for you. And we wish you comfort and peace in these difficult times. He will definitely be missed. The entire Foxhole family, we send our well wishes and our condolences. All right, moving on. Congrats are in order for our very own Miss Funky Di Neva Q. Listen, we celebrate our people. Okay, now recent accomplishment of winning Best YouTube Personality for the Best of Miami Awards. Funky, we are so proud of you. Do you have an acceptance speech or something for this? Because this is pretty major.
Thank you. You know, I just want to thank the Miami New Times, the Miami community, everybody that voted, everybody that stood by me. People don't understand why this is such a huge honor. Black people in entertainment do not get recognized in Miami at all. People may not believe this, even though this is my home. I have never made a dime in this city. I have never been booked. I have never been sent for. So it's very hard. So for me to rise to the top amongst all the people who normally get all the accolades in Miami, this meant a lot to me. So thank you, those that voted, and thank you to Miami New Times for the award.
Well, there's no denying your star is definitely rising, and everybody sees it. So do you feel like your hard work is paying off and being recognized?
I do. 11 years in, like, things are now starting to, all those seeds I've planted are starting to grow. So I'm happy. I'm excited.
To everybody that think an overnight, you know, sensation or success story is overnight, there's usually 10 to 20 years behind that overnight success that you see of pounding the pavement where the answer is no until it's finally yes. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right.
Thanks.
Without further ado, it's TGIF. So let's jump into some hot topics. Kanye West dropped his highly anticipated album, Donda, and it sparked a lot of controversy from artists like Soulja Boy and Chris Brown, and recently Chrisette Michelle. Chrisette responded to a post by John Murray, who wrote, "Since our culture is so hype about Kanye West's Donda album, it's time to uncancel Chrisette Michelle. I hated her for singing at 45's inauguration, but Chrisette Michelle never disrespected our history and our ancestors and didn't rock a MAGA hat and never ran a covert campaign to sway an election." Chrisette wrote that she made a choice to stay full of gratitude and masterpiece. As she posed a question to her followers and asked, "Would you release new music if you were me? And what would you sing about? And who would you sing to and why? What is my role as a female playing the story?" She also said, "How about my role as it compares to Kanye?" What do y'all think about this story? Does she deserve another chance?
So, you know, when I was reading up on this story for tonight's news, I've come to the conclusion Chrisette Michelle is not canceled anymore. Just no one cares. You know what I'm saying? No one cares. The musical landscape has changed. We're not going to pretend like Chrisette Michelle was not a niche artist. Now, me personally, I like her music, but Chrisette is very niche. She's in that neo-soul, R&B genre over here in the corner. People have a tendency to overlook the pitfalls of people they like. Kanye West was a global superstar. Chrisette Michelle was a local small venue star. That's the difference between her and Kanye. There's people out there that actually care about Kanye. Chrisette Michelle's fans are still her fans. Those of us that still listen to her music, listen to her music. But Chrisette Michelle, you were never mainstream enough to be compared to Kanye West. Now, is she being treated differently because she's a woman? I'm sure that may have an inkling of it, but I think more of it has to do with your initial popularity in the first place.
Makes sense. Al, what do you think about this?
There's so much to unpack on this, but I have to agree with Funky with regards to, like, Chrisette Michelle is just not that big of an artist. Is she a truly gifted singer with an amazing voice? 100%. For some reason, I just think this is kind of stuck in her head as being an issue. And I feel like it's not as big of an issue as she believes it, that it is in her head. I don't know. I just feel like Chrisette, if she just stay focused on what she's doing, she's a Christian woman who believes in faith. You know, just keep your head down. Know that God is directing your path and everything's going to be okay.
First of all, it's always a bigger issue to you when it's about you than other people right. can see. Like, you can sit there and say, oh my God, everyone hates me. And your reality is everyone hates you because it feels like it. We don't get added and we don't get inbox about Chrisette Michelle, or as Al Reynolds likes to call her, Cassette. And if you can't even say the girl's name right, no, Funky, you're right. Like, she has a way to go. And I do agree with you, Q. You know, when you're the bigger the name, the more you get away with.
Right.
You know, if they love you, then you can pretty much, I mean, look at Donald Trump. He's a perfect example of that. Right. He does everything wrong and he gets more supporters. Yeah. That's how it is.
It's the cognitive dissonance, And people have a way of overlooking things that don't fit their worldview. People want to love Kanye, so they're willing to overlook it. Chrisette, you just weren't loved to the magnitude that Kanye was loved by the mainstream.
And then it was just like when John made the post or whatever, I just felt like she just puked it all out. She had like a whole list of things that she wanted answers to. And I was just like, oh, wow, she is really, really, really taking this to heart. Like, I just don't feel like it's that deep. I think you're beautiful. You have a beautiful voice. Keep doing what you're doing and people are going to continue to support you.
Again, when it's not about us, it does hurt. Like, I know, Al, we have conversations about how I feel about things. You know, I'm not putting you on blast, but I'll just speak for myself, okay? When it's about us, it hurts. Mm-hmm. And we can easily say, we can dismiss it and be like, girl, get over it. But it's hard to when it's you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so she needs a banger, right? She just needs a banger. Yeah,
right. Listen, Claudia, we talked about, listen, I was canceled for over 10 years because of who I was associated with. You know, I had a hard time even trying to find work because of those issues there. So I think I know a little bit about being out of rotation when you don't want to be in rotation. And the only thing that I knew to do was I had to stay firm in my faith that God has a plan for me and he has a path for me that may be different than mine. And I feel like that's what she's going to have to do in this case.
You know, she can always do some of them chitlin circuit plays. You know, they stay hiring. Lord, send me a man. I could do bad by myself. Jesus, help my child. I had a prayer, grandmama. All of that.
And they make good money, right, Claudia?
I got one coming up October 9th right here in Dallas, and we need a singer. So I'm going to go and see how much her rate is. If anybody knows, send me a DM.
All right,
y'all. Okay, we got a commercial, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Trick Daddy getting eaten out. We'll be back with more TGIF when we return. Welcome back to TGIF. Shout out to the chat. I see y'all are super, super duper active in there. So give us some thumbs up if you're loving the show tonight. And if you want TGIF to be on three times a week, put some threes up. Put some threes up.
Put some threes up.
All right, y'all. I want to apologize in advance to our viewers and if my mom is finally watching this show, because I got to talk about this Trick Daddy story. Now, he recently admitted to having his salad tossed on an episode of popular Drink Champs. Now, Trick Daddy was asked if he's ever had his butt ate out, and he said with confidence, yeah, I get ate out. Should people shame Trick Daddy for keeping it real about his sexual preferences? And who do you think ate his butt? I will say the wife, Joy, she posted, it wasn't me. She distanced herself from that immediately. What do y'all think about this story about Trick Daddy getting eaten out?
Let me tell you something. This story tickles me, but before we comment, let's watch the video, Claudia, because there is a video so these people can get the full context of what's going on here.
All right, let's play. Let's get.
Okay. Let me go. No.
Yeah, I get ate out.
Wait, what? onion ate out. Hey, listen, man. Check this out.
All right, Trick, you don't have your legs in the air, though.
He said sometimes. Listen, your self-esteem has got to be in the lowest trenches of hell for you to get down on your knees, puck your lips open, stick your tongue out, and eat Trick Daddy booty, okay? Eating Trick Daddy booty to me is the equivalent of walking around a nursing home, bamming on any old man door and going to work. And to help us understand the type of woman that would eat Trick Daddy's booty, I have compiled a list of the circumstances that one must be in order to eat Trick Daddy's ass. Number one, she's about to get deported and needs her papers.
Oh my God.
Number two, she's trying to save the life of her child. Number three, he promised her a kidney and she's about to die. Number four, she's mentally challenged and in the absence of her caregiver. Number five, he won the lotto and paid her whatever she'd asked for. Number six, Trick Daddy has the cure for cancer. Number seven, he has the secret to stopping global warming. Oh, number eight, he owns the Fountain of Youth. Number nine, the sheriff is at the door about to put her shit out. Number 10, she's a corpse. And a bonus, number 11, she's on coke, heroin, crack, meth, Hennessy, malt liquor, Newports, and a honey bun at the same damn time. Listen, you know it's bad when your own ex-wife say it wasn't her. And listen, I ain't shaming. I'm very sex positive. I'm not shaming nobody. I think everybody who want to get they thing licked and drooled on should. But we talking about Trick Daddy here.
Al?
You know, I disagree. I think this is probably one of the most honest conversation a straight rapper I've witnessed to date having, you know, because there's this undercurrent that if you have your booty ate, that, you know, that's something that only gay men participate in. So I got to tell you, I thought it was bold. I thought that it's going to change the narrative now, because if a lot of us think about it, we've all had our booty ate. Claudia, have you had your booty ate?
Why, yes, I have.
We've all had our booty ate, so we need to stop acting like we have not had our booty ate. And I've had my booty ate not by a man. I've had my booty ate by women. So I just feel like the fact that he put it out there was brave and it was bold. I enjoyed it. Now, I did, you know, have to take away the optics of thinking that it's him getting his booty ate, but I thought it was brilliant.
The immature person in me, the childlike Aries, wants to ask so bad, who ate your booty? What girl ate your booty?
I put a post up on Instagram offering $2,500 for anybody who could lead me to the identity of said woman. I need to interview her, and I need to make sure that she doesn't need an adult protective services caseworker. Because I need to know what is going on. What? I want to know who she is and what she looked like. And here's the other thing, right? And all the gay boys can tell you, straight boys don't clean their ass good, okay? Straight men, they don't. They think it's gay to use wet wipes. Hell nah, that's gay. I ain't using a wet wipe. I've heard men talk about it's gay to spread their cheeks and put a wash rag between their ass. So straight boys are nasty when it comes to that.
I don't know about that one, but okay. Are you okay?
Speaking of asses, Candace opened her thoughts about COVID-19 on Twitter. The tired Republican said, "I'm unvaccinated. I've been to 6 countries in 28 states since the start of this pandemic and maskless outside of planes. And I still don't have COVID. I slept next to my husband every night that I had it, and I still never got it. How?" Now, are her comments, you think they're insensitive, especially since over 600,000 people have, in fact, died from COVID-19?
God, please come get this hoe. I just really want this to end. Okay, I can't wish death on nobody. I would not bat an eye if she ended up like one of those people who were anti-vaxxers, and in a grave because of this dissemination of misinformation. The worst thing that could have happened with this virus is that it became politicized. There's nothing political about a paper mask. There's nothing political about science. This is not a conservative versus Democrat versus world conspiracy versus new world order type of thing, y'all. It's science. Nothing more, nothing less. And I think what is so dangerous about this rhetoric is that you've got people out here dying because they want to subscribe to this political ideology and they want to be so right and they want to be in alignment with their respective parties and their beliefs, and they are dying because of it. This, for me, has taken my lack of respect for Candace Owens to an all-time low. It's one thing for you to be an idiot and a Trump supporter, this, that, and the third. It is another to just completely discount facts and lead people to death for the sake of being the bad wench of a party. I just have no respect for it.
Wow. Al, care to comment?
You know, yeah, sure. I feel like she is probably not being 100% honest. There's something in here, there's an undercurrent here that really makes me very upset about Candace Owens and her treatment in this. And number one is the number of African-Americans that are being adversely affected by this disease doesn't need an African-American creating a narrative that is not one of safety, you know, in saving of lives. That's number one. Number two, I don't think she's being 100% completely honest. I think that maybe there was a point where she did not have COVID, but the thing that I think gave her away was she missed a paid gig. All right, Black women don't miss paid gigs. They don't miss a chance to make money. The only time they miss a chance to make money is if something's not right. I think the direct question that we need to ask Candace Owens is, have you ever had COVID? Have you ever had COVID? Have you ever tested positive for COVID? Or have you ever had symptoms of COVID and never been tested for COVID? I think that's a more appropriate question to have Candace Owens answering.
I think, like many members of the Republican Party, it's do as I say, not as I do. And we've seen this over and over with Donald Trump to be so anti-vaccine, although he brags sometimes that the vaccine came about under his administration, right? But he wants to present this strong face for a long time in front that he, you know, he didn't need it, but until he did. But best believe him and Melania, they all got vaccinated. I do believe Candace Owens probably has been vaxxed, but she continues to speak to her followers. Those are the people that get her checks. As long as it's a Black woman or a Black man speaking against the Democratic Party and speaking against Black people, they will continue to get checks because they are rare. They are unicorns. That's why those Coons, Diamond and Silk continue to do it. That's why the countless others that do it, whose names escape me because they're not important right now, but you know who I'm talking about. They're out there because they tried the other way. No one cared when they went against the grain. Now they're getting these checks. I think Candace Owens is being very dangerous. Even if you don't want to get it yourself, you cannot deny science. At least say to your followers, and she does have a lot, listen, research, look into it, do what's best for you. At the very least, say that. Right, but to sit here and be just and play this role when your ass is probably vaccinated is dangerous. So I'm sick of her too, Q. And I know we can't. Anyways, I'm sick of her too. Let's just say I'm in this.
I think her and all the people like her, I think she should do her next press conference from a COVID ward or from the lobby of a hospital, since it ain't real and since it amounted to nothing more than a chest cold in her husband. Okay, I would like her to sit down with people who have lost entire families and look them in the face and tell them it's not real. I just don't get how you could be this evil, this vile, and this willfully ignorant about science.
The fact that one political party is anti-science, it's unbelievable that that's flying with so many people, but that shows us how ignorant half of our country is. I'm sorry. Y'all are ignorant. Everyone knows science. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF. Let's keep the hot topics going. Now in DaBaby news, it's been reported that the rapper met with 9 HIV organizations and apologized for his insensitive Rolling Loud comments. During the meetup, they discussed HIV facts and shared personal stories of living and thriving with HIV. Now, one person said the rapper seemed genuinely engaged. In a statement released by one of the organizations, they shared that their goal was to call him in instead of call him out, and that they wanted to extend him the same grace each of them would hope for. Sources say that a space for community building and healing could be created if the baby connected with Black leaders living with HIV. Do you think it's a good, DaBaby's decision to meet with those groups was sincere? And can he bounce back from this controversy?
Sincere in the fact that something had to be done, right? There's a crisis that needs to be put out. Sincere in the fact. For me, it's still apology not accepted. You don't undo 20-something years of indoctrination in 3 weeks. Rolling Loud was 3 or 4 weeks ago. I would be less than reasonable if I honestly thought that today he does not feel the same way he felt 3 or 4 weeks ago. Change can happen. Yes, this is a start. Perhaps it sparked something in him that will cause him to grow. But you can't convince me that when DaBaby goes back home to his crew or the barbershop or his local corner where he hangs out with his homeboys and they start that same rhetoric, you can't tell me he's going to be like, nah, man, that ain't right. No, he's going to jump right on in and continue with the talk, because the reality of the situation is that is the way that faction of Black men think and feel about the LGBTQ community. They are an anti-gay community. It's in their DNA. It's in their fabric. It's in the makeup of their music. It's in the makeup of their entire swag and of their being. So for me to sit here and say that I need to open up my heart again and let him in, that is literally telling a battered woman to go back to her abuser, because I don't believe change happens that quickly. If it was not for him being called out to the mat, this would not be happening. Now, what I would be less interested in is him meeting with 9 organizations, and more interested in him signing a contract to be an ambassador and an activist for 9 years with said organizations. A 30-minute meeting with 9 organizations means absolutely nothing to me.
Al, what do you think?
You know, I definitely QC where you're coming from on this, but this is a step that was necessary. It was a step of accountability, in my opinion, and he did take accountability and double back. He took his offensive comments back, and he was forced to do something that he would normally not do. And hopefully in that experience, something positive will come from this. If nothing else, what we see is that there is an accountability that he took, because he saw that he lost money, that he offended people, and that his general understanding of HIV and those in that community was not the correct assessment. Although you're right, and I definitely feel everything you're saying, a lot of people still believe and breathe that perception is reality. And the perception behind this apology is that there was a lesson learned. So hopefully, if we buy into that adage that perception is reality, this can help cure a lot of pain that was created by the words that he used earlier that hurt a lot of people.
I agree. And y'all know how I feel about cancel culture, because of quite simply what we do for a living. And we can be called out for offending someone, hurting someone's feelings, and it may not seem like a big deal to us, because once again, it's not about us, you know what I mean? But when it touches that nerve, it touches that nerve. So I'm a little bit more willing to give a little grace with change behavior. You know, you can't go to this meeting and then get back on stage and then say some more foul shit. You're kind of like on probation. Right. I think you're on probation and you really don't have any more chances. You know, I hate canceling Black people unless they're molesters or murderers or rapists. You know, I think what he said was, I think what he did, and not to diminish your pain, Q, because I would never, I hope I'm not doing, it doesn't come off that way. What he did was extremely disrespectful and ignorant. I think he's a product of his environment. I think probably a lot of his friends think like that, and people in the culture, in his career, that he's kind of like emulating what they all do. Not all to say he's not responsible, because he is, but I would give him a chance to prove himself. Like, okay, you did this first step. Now let's see a step 2 and a step 3 to see if you really meant it. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I just feel like the Q's right. I mean, do you think that he's changed his core feeling of what's going on in his mind? No. But what he will do is take accountability in not doing it again. Mm-hmm. Right. And being more sensitive to the issue moving forward. And a person that has that type of influence will take that over the spew of hate and violence any day.
Most definitely.
Yeah, we can't change someone's core. That's on them.
Sorry.
You know what I mean? Like, no matter how many apologies, we can never change. All right, no. So...
And please don't get it twisted, because there's the ignorant group in the peanut gallery that always say, y'all can't force y'all lifestyle on something. Right. Nobody's trying to force nothing on nobody. What we're trying to do is get you to leave us the hell alone. You ain't got to like me. You ain't got to accept me. You ain't got to want me. You ain't got to go with it. But leave me alone.
I hear that. And I see a comment in the chat from Ashley. Claudia hasn't gone this hard for his comments about women. I'm gonna let you know right now, Ashley. I have heard he said problematic things about women. I heard he punched a fan. I'm just not that familiar with DaBaby. I'm a 48-year-old woman who listens to Eric Benet. I listen to Jill Scott. I listen to some hip hop, but in a way like an older lady does, where I don't even hear the words anymore. I'm at that point in my life where I'm just going by the beat. Like, oh, this is hot. I have no hey, idea.
Everybody, she didn't take her brain pills today.
I listen to DaBaby. I don't know what he says.
She didn't take her brain pills today. Trust me, if she took her brain pills, she would be ready and fired up.
Well, I'm just saying, to the people saying you ain't sticking up for what he says against women, I'm not as familiar with that. But you know, I have heard that he said those things. So yeah, I mean, I think he needs to clean up his act across the board. If that's the case, absolutely. Speaking of someone else that's in the news and kind of having to clean up his act, Lil Boosie's 18-year-old son allegedly is expecting twins, but his daddy is not here for it. Boosie claims the girl and her mother are trying to get his son, and they've been after him for years. Now, in a recent interview with the Breakfast Club, the rapper said that he isn't ready to be a grandpa. In a few months, we'll know the results of that DNA test, because Boosie will be sure to tell everybody. What are your thoughts on Boosie saying he's not ready for being a grandpa? And it's not really his choice, is it?
If you ask me, Boosie wasn't ready to be a dad then nor now. And, you know, here we go, Black community. I have a question for you, because, you know, Boosie is another one of those. Boosie right now is the biggest anti-gay activist out there. You know, the gays of this and the gays of that. But what do we have to say about the creation of a broken home? Because that's literally what's about to happen here. And it seems as if that community of y'all always trying to force y'all lifestyle on somebody. We got a broken home in the making right now, where the grandfather already don't want what's going on. And there's already tension why these babies are in utero. I would just be curious to know what people have to say about that. I definitely think that everybody should not have the right and experience the joy of having children. And if you are the offspring of Boosie, and then now you're having offspring, I'm just really concerned about what type of human being you're going to be.
I mean, in my mind, this is what I think. Isn't this the same guy that paid a sex worker to perform sex with his underage child? I mean, look, I'm going to try to find the positive in this. And the positive is, at least he's having multiple children with the same woman, unlike his father. That's the only thing I can find positive in this situation right here.
I don't like her mama out to get my son. I'm sorry. Did she extract semen from your son without his notice? Did he not know what's going on? Did she rape your son? Like the sex worker that you paid to actually rape your son? Who was that statutory rape? I mean, blaming the woman for her getting pregnant by your son. Did he not have a choice? Could he not pull out? Could he not put a condom on? Right. I just think it's just an ignorant sentiment. And
no, look who's coming from. And out to get him for what? Because he don't have nothing. Because Boosie ain't got nothing. This the same man that be on Instagram talking about, I'm in your city, I need somebody to let me use their car. Somebody let me use
Are you serious? Yes, yes. Boosie on Instagram talking about, I'm in Orlando, man. Listen, I need a truck. I need to hold a truck for about 11 hours, man. You know what I'm saying? And I recognize that everybody may not have credit, but when you have cash, you can circumvent credit by paying double or triple. This the same man that be begging people to use their personal vehicle. So if Boosie ain't got nothing, I know the damn son ain't got nothing. So what are they actually out to get him for? His EBT card or some street cred?
Well, moving
on. You
about
to have two kids, mama. You get your own EBT card. And since you got two kids, you're going to get 115 twice. They'll give you 115 for each child, in addition to 75 for you. And if you stay with your mama and ain't a man in the house, they'll give you another 115 for her ass.
Why is he? Oh, my God.
Wait, I'm sitting on about $600 worth of stamps. All right, you don't need him, mama. You can do bad by yourself. You're going to be by yourself.
No, remember, she got twins. She got twins, so she get double.
She'll get 115 for each and 75 for her. Right. And if the mama's single, she'll get 115 for her.
115 a month or a week?
She'll get the housing allowance. She get a place to keep the kids.
Oh, I'm not here for none of these equations. I'm adding up in my life.
You got to have more kids. You got to do what they do. You got to have more kids so you can get more, another 115.
I'm not having $150 for a month.
And do you know that it's like the welfare and the poor rural people's logic? It's like, if I have another baby, they'll give me another 215.
I'm sorry my face is like this, people in the chat. I can't hide it. We're going to take a quick break before I get in trouble. We'll be back with more TGIF after this. $150. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm joined by Al Reynolds and Funky Dynevi. I'm having a good time tonight.
I'm having a great time. I feel like Lisa Ray and all my white. She still be wearing white.
She does.
Virginal, like.
Real virginal. Please.
A virgin.
I said virginal. You know, that's at the intersection of virgin and hoe. Virginal.
Cut it out.
Okay, well, speaking of hoish and all that kind of stuff, not Jasmine Sullivan, because I'm not calling her that, but a lot of hoe activity and hoe behavior was admitted to. She was trending last night on social media after she asked her followers to reveal their hotels. The singer posted a question on an Instagram story and asked her followers to tell a secret that they would never tell their partner. Well, here on Tea, we're going to add our spin to it and call this Tea Time. Okay,
TGIF so, graphics.
Funky, Al, and I will reveal an untold secret that we've never mentioned to our partners. Are y'all ready for some tea time?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Al, you want to go first?
Why me?
Because alphabetically, you're first.
Okay, great. So what am I doing again? Just tell me what I'm doing. Sorry.
Spilling the beans. Something your partner don't know, or old partner don't know.
Okay, so... Okay, got it. All right. After the day your period was late, I went and got a plan B to put in your morning smoothie.
Did you actually put it in it?
Listen, you didn't ask for all that tea. Look, this is it.
I just did.
Elsa,
you ain't finna
incriminate me and have me going to jail 30 years from now.
That's a murder.
No. I said I went and got a plan B to put in your morning smoothie. I didn't say I did it.
Okay.
So I had a live-in boyfriend where I moved in his house and hunched one of his friends in our bed.
Oh, I believe Wait. That. You I think he brought some, that too.
you brought someone else in your guy's bed?
No, it was his friend at his house. He wasn't.
Did he know that you had sex with his friend?
He don't know that I had sex with the friend, but he found a piece of the condom wrapper in the bathroom.
Damn.
So that was the catalyst for our breakup. But to this day, he don't know, but it was actually his friend.
Now, this isn't someone you're with right now. These can be past partners, right? Because you're going to cause me some. I can't do nothing to my... I can't do this to my current right now.
Okay.
Okay. He's in the other room. Like, this is not about KJ. I went through your stuff. This isn't KJ. I went through your stuff and I found all the empty packets of Viagra under another man's name, and it still didn't work.
Damn. Ouch. Wait a minute, it didn't work for him.
Unless he used it with someone else. It didn't work. And I saw your credit score and it was way under 600. Okay.
Oh, you really going in.
Not my current relationship. All right, that was kind of fun. Did y'all feel I felt vulnerable right now? Like,
I do too.
I feel like the world judging me.
I know, right? But I didn't say I did it. I said I wanted to.
I was going to help my friend get some Viagra for her man, because she's like, I love the man, but he just can't do it. It just wouldn't stay hard. So we had to look up the laws about that, but we didn't do it though. So I feel you, Al.
You can go get
Let me ask you this. Why you feel me on what? Mine was a plan B, not a Viagra. Let me ask you this though. This is a question that I do want to know. So if a man can't get hard for you, do you think that it's how do women interpret that? If a man can't get hard for you, how do women interpret that?
Well, some women will think that the man isn't into women, period, which I think that's kind of a more immature thing to say. He may have a health problem, or the Lord didn't mean for him to have a hard penis because he has back.
Well, could it be that he's not in, she can't make his penis hard? Could that be an option?
Don't it get hard on its own damn man in the morning?
I'm just saying.
It don't take that much hard get it hard.
You want to know what was funny? The same person that I'm talking about, he was 23 years older than me at the time that we dated. I was 23. And he had gout and blood pressure problems. And so it would be a problem sometimes. Like, we would get into bed or whatever, and it just wouldn't work. And he used to be so...
So that's why you did his friend.
He would just, damn boy. He would be so defeated. And I just remember, I'm like, I am too young to be having to console somebody about male and about impotence. I'm like, I shouldn't be knowing nothing about this at 23 years old. But it legitimately would not work, or it would get like semi and then it would just lean over. It was sad.
It's a lot more common than people think. So we have these conversations, me and my girls, a lot about men, and it's a lot more common than you think. And I think it's something that's probably hard to go like face that, admit that and go to the doctors. But right. The way you eat, smoking too much. Oh, you got guys that smoke too much weed. That does it. Too much greasy food, high cholesterol. Like you said, gout, diabetes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I don't know how to segue into this next story though from that.
Let's go to a commercial.
The beautiful thing is you don't have to, because we go to commercial break.
Thank God, because this would be very weird to talk about Oprah now. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back on more TGIF when we return. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, we're going to try to get in a few more stories before the show is over. It goes by so fast because we have such a good time, doesn't it?
It does. It
really does. We need another day.
All right. Go ahead and put it out there then. All right. Okay. So someone who's not having a good day is Oprah Winfrey, because actress and former star of the hit show Charmed, Rose McGowan, has called out Oprah Winfrey. Rose says that Oprah is as fake as they come, and she faked her support of the Me Too movement. Now, over the weekend, McGowan tweeted, "I wish she were real, but she isn't." McGowan is a survivor of sexual assault, and she had a lot to say about Oprah's circle. She claims that Oprah is pals with Harvey Weinstein and has abandoned and destroyed the victims who accused Russell Simmons of sexual assault and harassment. And she ended her rant by calling Oprah a lizard. What are your thoughts on what she said, and for her just calling Oprah out like this?
Well, the funny thing, and I think is important for context, is that all of this came as a result of an Unearthed interview with Oprah interviewing Dolly Parton about her plastic surgery and all of that. So to Anne McGowan and all the others out there, I just think it's a reach. I think it's a reach. I don't understand how Oprah asking Dolly Parton about her plastic surgery, I don't understand how it has anything to do with the Me Too movement. Secondly, Just because somebody is friends with somebody does not mean they are aware of the nefarious things that they are doing. It would be different if Oprah was now seen kissing Harvey Weinstein after all these allegations came out. But prior to, people don't know what people are doing in their background, especially something as devious as what he was doing. So to try to make it seem like she was one of the props supporting Harvey Weinstein, in my honest heart of hearts, I do not believe that Oprah was aware that Harvey Weinstein was doing what he was doing to those girls. And lastly, her claims about Oprah trying to hurt the victims of the Russell Simmons case. Mama, you got it wrong. Black America was mad with Oprah because Oprah was trying to hurt Russell Simmons, which in turn, in my opinion, helps the rape victim. So you're reaching, you're bored, you're out of work, you just want to be mad about something, but go find somebody else to play with, because Black people do not play with white women's ass when it comes to our Lord and Savior, Oprah Winfrey.
She was talking about the pictures of Oprah and Harvey Weinstein together, and then people pulled up pictures of her and Harvey Weinstein as well. And, you know, you can read anything you want to into those photos, but I just thought that was a bit odd. Al, what do you think about this story?
That is fine. Rose, sit down. And Oprah has 50 years of showing how much she motivates women. She stands for women's rights. She motivates people of color. Like, cut it out. And thank you for the clickbait, sweetheart. Worked? No, it did not. Next story.
All right, moving on. Are those wedding bells that I hear? Sources are saying that Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble are preparing to tie the knot with a $2 million wedding. Now, for those who don't know, Corey is 25 years younger than his fiance, and the couple have been dating since 2014, and they have stuck to each other's side despite many people believing the relationship would only be a fling. What are your thoughts on these two tying the knot and walking down the aisle?
Al?
Listen.
You are the most qualified. I mean,
you know what? Q, don't come for me because I did not send for you. Don't do it. You know, at the end of the day, they are both Scorpios. Scorpios are allegedly supposed to be, perfect matches. He works in the entertainment industry. We know that he worked at one point in his career for Justin Bieber's manager. I think they have a lot in common. I think he enjoys her company. She enjoys him. She's comfortable with him. And hey, let's go for it. I think let's celebrate it. Y'all send me an invitation. I'll come. I'll drink all your liquor. I'll eat all your food and I'll dance and have a good time. I'm thumbs up here on this for me.
You know Al is good to go to a wedding and steal some bottles of wine.
Steal somebody's liquor.
I
know Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill.
I know Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill
got a nasty invoice after them bottles that Al commandeered at their wedding.
It's true. Sorry. I
think it's cute that they've lasted this long. Listen, 7 years being together, that's a lot. Like, it may have started off as a motive or a fling, or she just wanted some black D and he wanted to be with a rich OY woman. But now, you know, they have persevered side by side, hip to hip.
7 years from now, his ass will be wearing a skirt, okay?
Not hip to hip. I can't do this with you, Claudia.
They are witches. Those Kardashians are witches. They are witches who suck the soul out of black men in order to live another 200 years on this earth. Okay?
That's true.
See Kanye, see Lamar, and Corey Gambles will be wearing Vera Wang gowns for 100 years. Messing around with their hocus pocus coochie, okay?
Guys,
I kind of like Kris Jenner though. Like, I wish she was my momager. Oh, I could work with her. Like, she got the formula though. Like, she know what she doing.
Anyway, next.
No, you don't think she could like take your career to the next level?
Now that you ain't ready to lay it low and spread it wide all over the internet.
I mean, come on. She does it for her kids. Like, if that was the case, like, what's she doing for her man? Let's see. Let's see what she going to do for her man.
Now, taking, she can turn her man. Taking him to dress fitting.
Right.
Are you serious? I mean, a lot of men don't make it out
We're gonna see. Let's see what she does for her man. He's in the entertainment business. He has a management firm, right? He does entertainment work. Let's see if she blows him up. Let's see if she makes him a multimillionaire. Let's see if she makes his brand unapproachable and untouchable. Let's see.
You said his brand?
His brand. Let's see what she does for his brand. Let's see what she does.
He'll have a partnership with Vera Wang doing wedding gowns with Macy.
Come on, woman. What are we doing next? Let's move on past this.
I like to let things breathe, Al. Let me do my job.
Okay.
Let's let it breathe. This is kind of funny. All right, real quick, before we go, we'll just talk real quick about Funky's post. He made a post on Instagram about leveling up with your partner. He wrote, if we both started out as threes and now I'm an eight and pull sevens through tens, why would I still want you? Now, the fans in the comment section immediately thought you were talking about looks, but leveling up can also mean, you know, you're growing your yourself business-wise. You're leveling up business-wise. Can you explain this post before we go, Q?
Looks was definitely the least of it. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just one of those things where, you know, listen, if we graduate college together and you go on and, you know, you get your little front desk job or whatever. And then I go off and build this business empire when I'm making Ferrari money. That now puts me in a new category of desirability and access. Why would I want Molly the maid when I can have Kris Jenner or when I can have Tyra Banks or when I can? So that's more so what it was about, just basically encouraging people to grow together. If you see your mate out there in the gym, going back to school, growing businesses, and you just sitting home grading papers and cooking and watching old episodes of Murray, trust and believe at some point you are going to become undesirable and unattractive to that person. And that
so, you know, I'm glad you brought the context to this, Funky, because at first I did. Okay, I can still get my 30 seconds.
I just wanted you to be aware. That's all.
You can't take the whole 30 seconds. I need to get 10 of those seconds.
I didn't agree with you, Funky, on this, because for me, I would prefer to have the ride or die that's been there from the beginning, because I with the loyalty, honesty, and being faithful is more important to me than anything else.
I'd like to thank my co-hosts Al Reynolds and Funky Nynaeve for joining me tonight. Stick around for the Book of Sean that's coming up next. We'll see you back here on Wednesday. See you later. Have a good weekend. Oh, wait, no, Friday. I'm sorry. Brain pills.